popular speaker and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I am the aforementioned Bob Tuscan, for what it's worth, which is not much. We got Steve Starks with us, running shotgun, as he does Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays with us.
The aforementioned.
And Steve, what's that?
The aforementioned Steve Starks.
Well, you weren't mentioned in
that. That's right. We got to redo that song, and then we got to have Doug added to it as well. So let's.
No.
Yeah.
No. This is all about my egocentric talk radio show. Okay, Steve? You guys are just like...
I kind of wish you were a little more egocentric because, you know, we like to have you sometimes along in the third hour.
I'm making changes here so that I can do that. I'll make some announcements about that. But enough small talk, Steve, because today is War Room Wednesdays with Doug Owen from BlacklistedNews.com. And Doug, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show on War Room Wednesdays. We always look forward to it.
Thanks, Bob. It's good to be with you. Doing this an hour earlier. It's nice, the aforementioned times that you can listen to the show, when you're present is always better. So it's good to be with you, and lots to talk about tonight.
There certainly is, as usual, and people can use BlacklistedNews.com as a resource to follow along with much of what we might discuss on tonight's show. But we like to focus on geopolitics with this segment, and we'd like to at least start off taking a look at some of the affairs abroad. And one of the hotbeds for affairs has been Russian-Ukrainian border. And Doug, the news keeps coming, even though we thought there might be somewhat of a lull there. No. Other stuff is happening, folks. And you have an article on the front page of Blacklisted News, Western Media Blackout on the Reality in Ukraine. Doug, what is the reality in the Ukraine? Not the Ukraine. In Ukraine. I have to correct myself there.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Well, what's happening in Ukraine is that you have real separatists, real people that are opposed to the central government, that do not believe that the Western-backed coup, the Cretans in Kyiv, are their elected leaders. They don't believe that they're going to be represented. And if you look at the past history over the last few months, we have seen the newly elected – the interim government – basically going after anyone that they deem to be Russian sympathizers, beating them up, killing them in instances, several of which the embarrassing Freedom of Information Minister, it sounds pretty Orwellian, the Freedom of Speech Minister, actually beat up one of the people running the TV agency during the election that happened in Crimea. So a lot of stuff's happened, I guess, geopolitically in Crimea, the discovery of lots and lots, trillions of dollars worth of oil. So that's been a new topic that has been, kind of spun, looking at, what Vladimir Putin may have won. But really what's happening on the ground is you have the Ukrainian government now attacking, using the military that is supported by the CIA and the FBI. We may be giving them weapons. Not sure about that yet. They've already said that they would like to do this. And in most cases, when the federal government says that they would like to arm or give weapons to governments, that they usually already have. We see that case in point in Syria. So what's happening on the ground is that anybody who is resisting the Ukrainian central government is being labeled a terrorist. And we have the same exact scenario playing out that we saw and that we have really condemned in Syria, and that is the central government using the military to go after protesters and other separatists. Even in Latvia, which is not too far away, they have criminalized denial of Russian aggression. So, the media wars are now, and the spinmeisters are now involved in this. Not that the media hasn't steered or, tried to sway the American public and the Western world, but it's taken a new twist, if you will, with downright Orwellian and pretty vicious censorship of any discussion of what's happening. And the Russians are guilty as well. You have them going after bloggers, making anybody who criticizes the Russian government, Vladimir Putin, pretty much a thought criminal, making them pay money for some of their indiscretions if they use vulgarity. So, what's really weird is how much it's become a war of words and controlling this message. That's the thing that I've really taken away from what's happening, not just the violence on the ground and the shenanigans of the Ukrainian military. I don't know if you saw the video of them abandoning a tank. And people in Donetsk just hopped in this tank. One guy ended up firing this tank into the city. So, I mean, it's just so haphazard and such a cluster F, if you will, on the ground. What we're hearing, I was watching BBC and PBS tonight earlier, and it's just amazing, the news hour. It's amazing how different the whole perspective from what's happening on the ground there is, through your television. But, that's where the media is having, I think, a tough time in competing for this message. And so is the Russian and, obviously the Latvian government as well.
Yeah, it's definitely different in the mainstream news media. We always get the story, it seems as if, it seems more than obvious that it's not the truth. It's the government propaganda word that we're getting there. And this has really become obvious in Ukraine, as you said, Doug.
Well, yeah. I mean, the reality is that you have the central government aggressing, using military weaponry, even UN helicopters in one instance. And that's just one that's filmed. Who really knows what's happening on the ground? But what we're getting is this skewed version of the truth. Although there's lots of media on the ground. RT had a few of their journalists captured, and it even struck a chord or a row with the United Nations, basically condemning and saying that these are not actual reporters. So they're going after RT.
Yeah, but on the other side of the spectrum, Doug, that Vice reporter got kidnapped, remember?
Yeah. What was funny, I mean, they did a 20-piece series. It might be continuing on about what's really happening in Ukraine. And it was just kind of laughable, and to borrow a word from you, Bob, Pollyannish, the captivity. It made it sound like he was being tortured and just did everything he could really do to embellish the story, to make it seem as if, I mean, it seemed like a pretty great, captivity. Compared to what you could imagine would happen to you if I don't know if you were at Gitmo or one of the other secret CIA torture prisons run by CACI or Dime Corp or some other private entity, or what, you know, a Blackwater mercenary may do to you. You know, if you think about the reality of the Western world and the war and that we wage and how we conduct affairs, far, far different from what is actually happening. Even if you believe that Russia is the controlling hand and this is all a proxy war via Russia, that, you know, the Russian government is intimately involved with what's happening on the ground. I mean, we know that the CIA and the FBI have quote-unquote advisors, whatever that means. I mean, you know, and that's something that I don't think most Americans know, that we have the FBI in Ukraine. Yeah. How crazy is that?
I want to go a little bit further here and tackle China and the connections between Russia and China and see how this geopolitical stage is being set.
The Bob Justin Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
War, Room Wednesdays. War, Room Wednesdays. On the Bob Tuscan Show.
Or
Alright, welcome back. No idea what that was, but nonetheless, we have Doug Owen from Blacklisted News with us talking about geopolitics, and we're going to go beyond Russia now. Well, not quite beyond Russia, but take a look at Russia and China. Russia and China finally signed a $400 billion Holy Grail gas deal this week. Russia conducts a test launch of a ballistic missile. And, well, here's a story for you. China calls for a new security pact with Russia and Iran. Things are gearing up here and looking quite interesting. Of course, with the major news of 5 Chinese hackers being busted this week, you're only left wondering, is this the 1984 never-ending war with Eurasia? Doug Owen from Blacklisted News, break it down for us. If you can. If you will.
He will.
China's president called Tuesday for the creation of a new Asian structure for security cooperation based on a regional group that includes Russia and Iran and excludes the United States. President Xi Jinping spoke at a meeting in Shanghai at the conference on interaction and confidence-building measures in Asia, an obscure group that has taken on significance as Beijing tries to extend its influence and limit the role of the United States, which it sees as a strategic rival. Listen to this quote from Xi, the president here. We need to innovate our security cooperation and establish new regional security cooperation architecture. This was Xi speaking to an audience that included President Vladimir Putin of Russia and leaders of Central Asian countries. So, Doug, what's this Chinese and Russian connection all about? How do you see things shaping up here? Give me a little bit more insights on what is seeming to become a Western versus Eastern conflict, or at least contrived conflict.
Right. Well, this is a drum I've been beating for a long time. It's the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Now, years back, when I first found out about the SCO, there wasn't a lot of skepticism about the U.S. dollar being the global reserve currency. A lot of people couldn't see beyond some of the thousands of years of bad blood and history between the Russians and the Chinese. And just, you know, fast forwarding here about 8 years, my, how things have changed. So anyway, you have to know what the Shanghai Cooperation Organization is to kind of understand what it's about and why it's now becoming more relevant than ever. And that is that it's a security and economic cooperative between China, between Russia, and other SCO members, including Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, most of the stands, Afghanistan, Iran is an observer member, Venezuela is an observer member, and just others that are
all the cool kids.
All the Axis of Evil, who are doing business with the Axis of Evil. These are the...
North Korea? No?
Well, you know, Russia and China are doing lots of business. Obviously, most of the policy or foreign policy that we have with North Korea, we do via China.
It's funny, Doug, just a real quick aside. It's funny, we haven't heard the North Korea propaganda drum banging in a while. There was that moment in time, what was it, last year, where it was nonstop North Korea, North Korea, North Korea. And it's funny how those cycles occur where they just kind of vanish for a while, and then at some point we'll see it again, have no fear. But isn't that kind of neat how that works?
It's very convenient. It's a convenient boogeyman that they bring out, you know, just a few weeks ago. They re-sparked that or rekindled it with this latest nuke test that they they conducted. Japan has now actually put forward a new military doctrine. If North Korea shoots anything their way, they will attack. They reserve the right. So the militarization of Japan is one of the other side notes in what's happening, I think, with the polarization of politics in the world.
Wait, so Japan is being militarized, but I thought they signed something after World War II that forbid them from doing so.
Right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
How does that work?
Well, you sign a pact, just like any other oath or any other affirmation that you put forward. You make an agreement, a defense agreement, and you get money. It's just like, you know, doing a well, that was one of the contingencies of, you know, receiving financial aid and allowing U.S. military bases on Japanese soil. So, I mean, you have treaties, you have these declarations, and it just escapes me at the moment. But I'm sure Wikipedia and some of the bright listeners to the Bob Tuscan Show know exactly which treaty it is. But they've actually reformed it now. And, you know, I think a lot of those things that came out of World War II are, you know, they pay a lot of lip service for, you know, not a whole lot. That's why the credibility gap is so high with NATO, because we promised NATO through Article 5 to provide complete support and military protection to countries like Latvia, to Estonia, and other members. So that's, you know, Ukraine aside, and they're trying to get everybody to buy into the fact or trying to get people to believe in the non-fact, rather, that Ukraine is part of NATO. But, you know, that's part of the alliance. You pay your dues. You get into the club. But, you know, how many of these things that have happened in Geneva have been completely ignored? Case in point, the Geneva Conventions on Ukraine between Russia and the Ukrainian government have completely, in the U.S., you know, have completely been pushed aside. So a lot of lip service, you know, and not necessarily a lot of bite. I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, most things in business. What have you done for me lately?
Interesting. You know, I don't know that we'll have enough time right now, and I want to get into a story about George Soros selling out his stock, but this kind of plays into the aspect of the concept of the American petrodollar being the so-called reserve currency in jeopardy, possibly because of what we're talking about here, Doug. And I was going to ask you, you know, and maybe we can talk about that story in connection in the next segment, because we're going to run short of time to get into it right now. But sure. Is this part of that connection there? Because there have been these talks for so long. Putin several months ago talked about the BRIC nations and the power of their economy and the possibility of China and Russia, Brazil, India, Iran, Venezuela, many of these other countries involved with everything like this in their own oil industry and cartel being able to pull free from having to rely at all on the American petrodollar as the reserve currency. And is that why Soros may be getting out at this point? I mean, is that threat is that threat eventually going to happen? Is it something I'd ask?
I think you might be onto something here, Steve.
Right.
And we will tackle this when we get back in just a moment, all right? Sounds like a plan, guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds very good. Let me roll the Bob Tuscan film outro. Wednesday with Bob Tuscan.
Tuscan Show.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Two. On this War Room Wednesday edition of the Bob Tuscan Show, we will take a closer look. And now, here's Steve Starrs.
Yes, we have a story here that we're going to try to connect with Doug Owen from the War Room Wednesday report here. You can read these stories, by the way, at blacklistednews.com. That's Doug's site. And you better bookmark it and get to them fast, because Doug changes these stories almost constantly. If you're going to try to get back tomorrow, you may not even see it, or the day after. So this is a great story that I was looking at anyway. And we talked a lot about what George Soros did to the gold market, Bob. He had mining stocks in a lot of companies. Then he sold a lot of those mining stocks out of some of the biggest companies in the West and basically put all of his funds in a handful of very lucrative and rich ore mines, mostly in the third world, where he could put gold out at a very low price and cost. And in the meantime, he could manipulate or work with the manipulators at lowering the price of gold so that only his gold could be sold, and he could keep the price of gold low. And basically most of the gold mines in the industrial world which are stuck at trying to produce gold below $1,450 an ounce, out of business, and they're not even looking right now for gold in most of the industrialized world right now. So that's one of the things he did. Of course, everybody knows he was also responsible for crashing the pound many years ago. He's been heavily involved in the EU. We know he's funding a lot of this that's going on out there in the Ukraine, the whole uprising there and everything that's going on, by trying to help the Ukrainians throw Russia out, or at least gain access to the good portion of the resources there. But now we see from this story, and this was from MarketWatch that Doug posted on his website, Blacklisted News, George Soros sells all shares of Citigroup, Bank of America, and J.P. Morgan. Now, as Bob pointed out and caught on very quickly, as we were talking about the possibility of trying to pull the BRIC nations, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, China, essentially, and these others, out of control or out of manipulation of their commodities and oil and a lot of other things from the American petrodollar, that could have some connection now to why Soros is getting out of American banks. So I could read a little bit of the article here, and then Doug can pick up on it when he gets back. It says, George Soros dumped his stakes in banks and went for tech and gold miners in the first quarter, according to a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission Thursday. Soros sold his holdings in Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, and Bank of America. He took new stakes in RF Micro Devices, Nuance Communications, Marvel Technology Group, Nokia Corporation, and
in relation to the comic books?
Yeah, it probably is, the Marvel Magic, huh?
It's Soros, man.
Soros also boasted his stake in Herbalife, remember Herbalife, and took a new position in Yamaha Gold.
What did they sell, marijuana?
Herbalife? No, that was, you don't remember Herbalife days? Oh, that was the big craze for a while. Like, it was another one of those multi-level marketing things that made a very, very big business.
Oh,
selling diuretics, essentially, help people lose weight. I know more about it than I...
Diuretics, cha-cha-cha, jeez.
Yeah. And he's also involved with Yamaha Gold and Auriga Gold and New Gold Incorporated. So the question is, now we see Soros getting back into gold again. Mm-hmm. These mining companies, I'm not sure where they are, how rich their deposits are. Because
what's the price of gold at the moment?
It's been holding below $1,300, something around $1,285, $1,290, as Doug and I talked about last week, and I've been talking about this for a long time, that they're trying to keep the price of gold high enough to where the scam of the paper market doesn't dissolve away into the ludicrous absurdity that it is,
yeah.
And at the same time keep the people who could be marketing and selling gold at the real price at $1,600, $1,700, $1,800 at least,
mm-hmm.
is not on the market. But that's the point. But Doug can pick it up from there. Doug, do you think there's any connection between Soros' move to get out of J.P. Morgan, Citibank, and Bank of America, and this whole thing with the possibility of the American petrodollar empire collapsing with the BRIC nations?
Well, you know, I think what it really relates to is what's happening at Credit Suisse. You have Eric Holder, who is now saying, look, we're going to hold these banks accountable. They're not too big to fail. They're not too big to prosecute, something that he took a lot of flack for. So that's big news this week, and that has rattled the banking world, because though it's only a $2.6 billion penalty of fine that Credit Suisse is going to be paying, it is the first time that a banking institution has taken on a felony. Now, as far as I know, nobody's going to jail yet, but what does Soros know? And here's the, I guess, meta question, and it can't be answered here because we don't know what is happening in the mind of George Soros, but when he moves, people react, and his you laid out, you know, his strategy to break the Bank of England, to suppress and use gold prices, to his popularity, really his notoriety in the financial markets, to move them to his advantage. So what is he trying to do? Well, obviously this is going to get people to dump this stock. Now, does that mean he's going to come right back and buy it, you know, cheaper? Does he know of a scandal? I think it highlights maybe knowing more about insider trading. I mean, back to, you know, Russia and China, what's happening there. I mean, they're trying to rival the IMF, create their own investment bank, their own investment wing, and use that to, you know, create more friendly allegiances around the world. I mean, it's just like the United States and the CIA and foreign policy here, and that's trying to spread democracy across the world, they're trying to do the same. So, you know, this is the competition. But where George Soros lies in this is, you know, he's financialized what's happening in the Ukraine. He's made his bet against Russia. He's made his bet, just like he did in Egypt, for a military coup d'etat, a dictatorship. And, so I don't know. I don't want to conflate the two, but there may be good reason that we find out in the weeks to come, you know, that some of these criminal misdeeds by Bank of America, by J.P. Morgan, may come home to roost. And they may have to only pay, you know, a few hundred billion. I mean, what's that these days? Maybe a quarter worth of profits. But that's how, you know, somebody like George Soros looks at this. Okay, what's the next quarter's profits if I know about a huge financial scandal or one that's, you know, at least going to have some teeth? So I think it's more about, you know, his insider knowledge.
Yeah, maybe. And I like your analogy, too, because I think Warren Buffett did something like that with the railroads many years ago. He dissed them and dissed them and dissed them, saying how they were old-fashioned, not poorly managed. People sold a lot of stocks, and he bought them all back up and then managed to create a huge profit margin in the freight railroading industry. And this is maybe exactly what Soros is doing with J.P. Morgan, Citibank, and BOA, in that he's giving you a sucker punch, in a sense, by moving out and then coming right back in to buy these shares at a lower price with his elite friends who are doing the same thing. He may be just a flagship of phonies, you know what I mean?
And right, he's selling, pushes the price down, you know, his buddy, you know, Hathaway's right, buying it. You know, it could be something like that. I mean, those kind of arrangements don't shock us in the least, and the SEC is pretty impotent to be able to do much about it. So they've been pretty much stripped of all of their powers, and as far as regulation, they do a pretty piss poor job, quite honestly, because you wouldn't have the massive consolidation of wealth in the hands of a few that are political elite that have allegiances and ties directly to Wall Street. But you know, that's pretty much modern politics, you know, raw naked capitalism at its finest.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's manipulating the markets, and of course, he doesn't do it alone. He never has acted alone. You may not like the guy. I despise the man. You know, this guy helped. He's Jewish, okay, Hungarian Jew who helped the Nazis.
Hey, Steve. What does that have to do with what?
Yeah,
but he pillaged other.
Calm down, Donald Sterling.
What does that got to do with the price of tea in China?
He pillaged other Jewish homes with the Nazis.
Ooh, that and is
he admits that on 60 Minutes. On 60 Minutes with Steve Kroft. He helped the Nazis pillage other Jewish people's homes. He helped them.
He's like Bernie Madoff.
Why would you do that, Steve? You're being anti-Semitic here.
Well, he was definitely anti-Semitic, if you like the wording. I mean, he admits it boldly. He says it was something he enjoyed that time of his life.
You know who he's good friends with, Steve and Doug? You know who he's good friends with most
George
likely?
George Clooney.
No. Donald Tokowitz.
Donald Tokowitz. Aye.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the kind of guy he is, okay? So
who's that? Donald Sterling? Tokowitz?
He
doesn't even like
his Tokowitz.
Well, that's the whole thing. He doesn't even like his own name. I don't know. I was
because he's a self-hating Jew.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Among many other things. Many other things. There's a huge backstory to what Donald Sterling has been doing over the last 50 years to make himself a billionaire. Daniel Hopsicker, you're familiar. He's the guy that broke that huge story about Muhammad Atta and the flying circus.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt, and so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
get loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
You're probably the happiest year of my life, that year of German occupation. For me, it was very positive experience. It's a strange thing, you know, because you see incredible suffering around you, and in fact, you are in considerable danger.
Soros was in charge of confiscating land of the Jews in Hungary. That's him explaining on a 60 Minutes interview how it was the happiest time of his life.
Most socialists like plunder and taking other people's money and using it to enrich their own pockets.
Mm-hmm.
He's good at it.
Is he friendly with What's his name?
Bernie Madoff?
No, no, no. What's that other guy's name?
George Clooney. I don't know.
He owns, what's his name? Warren Buffett?
Oh, Warren Buffett, yeah. Hathaway.
Hathaway, yeah. That's the one.
That guy.
Is he friendly with that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation as well?
I'm sure. And he's a Bilderberger.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind of burgers does he build?
Globalists. Global enslavement burgers.
Extra Jewish pickles on it?
No, I don't know about
Does he bake all of his burgers in an oven?
Maybe.
That was probably.
It's a good thing you're Jewish and you can get away with saying things like that. Although, I don't know, man. The political correctness crazy people are out there in droves. I don't know if you saw this, guys, but Arianna Huffington says if you dare talk about big media, the consolidation of big media, the fact that we only have 5 or 6, maybe 7 corporations that control 90% of the stuff, the garbage that you hear about, then you might be an anti-Semite. You might be talking about the Jews.
Is this the same gal that sold her Huffing and Puffington Post to AOL?
Yeah, because AOL had nothing else that they could really do anymore. You've Got Mail was the last.
With that eye in the pyramid and their... Yeah, but you remember AOL was responsible for the internet's early days keeping people in a box. You remember? Because it was the AOL paradigm that people were stuck in. They'd go, they'd log into AOL, and the only information that would be provided on the front page would be, you know, the typical propaganda. And as a result, people didn't navigate on the web like they do today. They were passive, and they sat back and read what AOL fed them, and that was the internet for many people.
Sure. Well, you have that today. I mean, Yahoo. That seems to be the go-to news source for most of my friends. They log in, they look at Yahoo, and they get their headlines, what they need to know, sports, celebrity, pop culture, a little politics, just a couple, you know, fluff pieces, some State Department, PR, and that's it. Sports scores, that's where they go. They get their 5 or 6 articles. And even if you go to the Huffington Post or any of these websites that are quasi-alternative media, but I don't think that you can qualify as alternative media, BuzzFeed, Politico, Huffington Post, if your editors go and have private meetings with Joe Biden, you know, figuring out how to spin and sell whatever it is that they're trying to desperately spin and sell. So AOL was one of these, yep, you know, monoliths that just, you know, became irrelevant. Now you have Google. You know, Google is the monolith. Yeah.
That right there is a major box, the Google box. It's a big box, but it's a box, yeah, nonetheless.
I mean, now you have the Oculus Rift. You have the Google, you know, making weapons, buying biotech companies. So, you know, I mean, it goes beyond just redirecting you. AOL just sucked. You know, Google's trying to create a new world for you.
And it's tricky because it gives you at least the feeling of being able to tap into a free and open source platform. And in all actuality, there's some shaping that takes place for the average, yeah, shape shifting. That's right. There, Google is one big reptilian. There's no doubt about it. By the way, Doug, you know that yours truly was the focus of a hit piece on the Huffington Post.
Really? Every once in a while, you find yourself in a hit piece or on the Raw Story, one of these offended gentsia websites where everything's a shock headline. 9/11 truther says mean things to radio host retiring. Oh,
I mean, that's essentially what it was. Bob Tuskin gets what was the headline? I can't even remember.
9/11 truther questions. I don't remember, but it was good.
9/11 truther gets slapped down. The Huffington Post one in particular was, if you still think that 9/11 truth isn't stupid or something like that. In fact, I'm going to look it up. Hold on here. Chat amongst yourselves. I'm going to look this up.
The Bob Tuskin Radio Show.
Chat amongst yourselves. I got the clip. Okay, chat amongst yourselves.
All right. Well,
are you making fun of me?
This is an ongoing meme. I've been talking about this, the attack on conspiracy theorists, the controlling of the message, and I think that that's really what it speaks to. And now they're just trying to do everything they can to diminish it. I heard Rush Limbaugh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I flip on the radio, Steve Starrs and Bob. I think it was Tuesday, and I turn on Rush Limbaugh. He's on the AM flamethrower, and I hear him talking about the world government, the Bilderberg Group, and the Council for Foreign Relations. And I was like, okay, immediately I stop. Because usually my instinct, my impulse is to just turn the button. I can't hear this guy because he always sounds like he has to poop. I hate to make this be, about his personality, but his delivery. No. Oh my God, I just got to go take a big deuce. He's crinkling the paper. It's just a bad sound, and he's got more hubris than Bob Tuskin. Well, anyway,
that's shocking.
It is. He's just talking about how he's excellent in broadcasting. This is a magnificent piece of editorial news you're not going to get from the libertards.
I did a show with half of my brain tied behind my back and the other part huffing and puffing.
I thought you were going to say high on Oxycontin and chasing man boys around in Thailand. Nonetheless, he's talking about this report from Harvard that says sodium fluoride, hurts your brain, makes you stupid. Places that have high concentration of sodium fluoride in the water happen to have children that have lesions on their brains,
He makes that compelling and truthful point.
But the thing was that he completely side-railed and said, this is the same kooky things that these crazy conspiracy theorists called me about, and they're trying it again at Harvard University. So basically, not confronting the science, not even, addressing what was being said, or the validity, or the
academic study, according to him.
Right, and it has an agenda. The agencia are going after the fluoride people, the nice people I invest in.
I got to tell you, he did the same thing with a different result when talking about it. I don't listen to him. I randomly turn him on from time to time. But he did the same thing.
You can't escape it if you're in the car and you listen to him.
Sure, sure. He talked about cholesterol being a big myth and all this stuff about not having fat and real butter and all that was a bunch of hogwash. And he, you know what? He's absolutely right. I've been doing show after show of that with the Weston Price Foundation talking about health and whatnot. And he was absolutely right, but he shaped it in his own way as a left, a left propaganda piece. By the way, the headline was, here's the video to share with anybody who still buys into 9/11 truth or stuff. 10,000 plus likes. Thank you for naming me by name.
Like
9/11 truther activist Bob Tuskin gets slammed. Love it. Absolutely. Yeah.
The Mint Press had a piece,
Doug
too.
Owen, blacklistednews.com. Doug Owen, blacklistednews.com. Every Wednesday we do War Room Wednesdays. Doug, you're the best.
Hey, thanks, Bob, Steve, guys there at RBN. It's always fun. I'll see you next week.
All righty, Doug. Good show.
The Bob Tuskin Show.
With finance.